Dr. Patrick Wall is an acknowledged expert in the area of food safety, and I asked him 3 weeks ago, after I spoke on the Shannon, to meet with myself and Michael Fitzmaurice to discuss this issue. We know the European Commission have taken Brazil off the safe list when it comes to exporting beef into Ireland and other countries, but we know that decision is going to be reviewed on the 3rd of September. Now, Dr. Wall sat down with us and pointed out, I suppose, the key issues here. How can circumstances change so much on the 3rd of September that approval can be given for Brazilian beef? And as you say, he pointed out one of the key logical issues here. Cattle have to be 2 years old or over to be sold, to be exported. Yet we know, and Dr. Wall confirmed this again for me, that the only traceability records that exist for cattle in Brazil are only 90 days old. So it can't be possible to produce evidence before the 3rd of Brazil in this regard. It's just not possible to do it. And that's the critical issue here.
What, in Dr. Wall's opinion, how long does he think it would be before that could be even considered to go before a review?
Dr. Wall's evidence to us is very clear. He said the Brazilian authorities themselves have pointed out that they won't have an EU-style trace system in place until 2036. That's 10 years away. So in the meantime, Mr. Fellas, says, in the meantime, you know, there's no way it can be guaranteed. No way it can be allowed. We just cannot allow the beef from Brazil to go back on the list. And there's no way we can accept an EU Commission decision that would say otherwise.
Is it likely that Brazil would be put back on the list?
I think at this point in time, the only decision the European Commission can take when we meet after the summer holidays in September is to decide to leave Brazil off the list of safe food from third countries. There is no circumstance under which they can improve their record. They can't produce traceability records that are not there. They just don't have the traceability records. So in those circumstances, I think the European Commission will make a decision based on the science and based on the records available and will decide to continue the ban on Brazilian beef.
And I suppose finally, just this will likely be welcome news for Irish beef farmers because that will eliminate a large element of competition for them.
Well, there are two issues at stake here. One is the food safety issue, and we know Brazil was taken off that list in the first instance because they were unable to give guarantees on the use of antibiotics and the estradiol, the banned illegal growth promoter. And secondly, we know there's no equivalence of standards with Irish farmers and European farmers. It's just not there. And until those issues are dealt with, Brazilian beef will have to stay on the banned list. And Irish farmers who are complying with EU laws will obviously be able to continue to sell their product to the market in what are considered to be fair circumstances.